In this session, we'll continue with the practice that we've been doing with the self or benefactor and friend. And I'll bring in two further instructions in this session. This will be a longer sitting than we've done. And I'll give one of the instructions right now, and then another one will be more of a guided practice. So we'll, after working or staying some with the first three that we've done, the categories, we'll bring in what we call the neutral person. And most of us have about 7 or 8 billion neutral people, and that doesn't even include non-humans. So a lot of potential, but what this helps us to do is to, as we practice with a neutral person, we're basically crossing the usual dividing line between those in our inner circle and those who aren't. And our typical model is we give warmth and kindness at times to people in our inner circle, and not so much typically to people outside of that. I've seen home movies of Nazi concentration camp commanders. They were very friendly towards their families. Obviously, it ended when they went out the door of the home they were in. But what we're doing with bringing in the neutral person, we're starting to have that sense of loving kindness not be so restricted just to those in our inner circle, which is the principle of the practice. It's this kind of vast, amazing intention to have warmth and kindness be our default way of being. Right? It's very powerful, we could say even ambitious intention, right? But it's brought out by the way in a sense, when we go to the neutral person, we cross a boundary. We cross the usual boundary, and we start bringing at least the intention to have warmth and kindness towards someone with whom we start that we don't really care about. Okay, so who should the neutral person be? It could be someone in your daily life that's just there that you don't pay much attention to. Could be someone who delivers the mail, someone who works in a nearby store that you just sort of take for granted. Could be someone at work that you neither like nor dislike, but just take for granted, not much contact. It could be someone here at this one-day retreat that you don't particularly have any feelings about, so you can even look around right now. Is there a neutral person in the midst that you'd like to work with? Okay, don't stare, but we do this at retreats, and it's kind of interesting because you just choose someone. Look at that person, no charge. I look at the person. Sometimes we look at people kind of positive, kind of negative, but find someone who's more or less in the middle. And so just think who your neutral person, again, doesn't have to be a human being. Who's your neutral being that you'll choose when we go to this practice, which will be during this session? It could be someone, again, from work, environment, home, a store, and so forth. Okay, so we'll start by going back to what we've been doing with the walking and the previous sitting. Let's go with the two categories if we want to call it that, self-benefactor or friend, where it flows the best for you. Okay? We'll start with one of them now, and then I'll invite us to shift to a second, and then I'll invite us to shift to the neutral one. And then, towards the last third of the sitting, I'll bring in the radiating metta, which is a form of loving kindness, can be a form of loving kindness for all beings. Okay? So we're doing in half a day what we sometimes take 6 days to do in a retreat. So you're all advanced, you're getting the really quick treatment. Okay, so let's start with the first of the two where it flows the best for you. And again, as we go through these different categories, bringing in the neutral person, typically we stay with the same phrases and the same technique as how we've been doing it previously. Okay, so we'll start with one of the two, which is the works the best for you. And I'll invite us in a little while then to switch, okay? And now moving to a second being, where it flows more easily, or as easily as possible, from among the first three, self, benefactor, or friend. And now shifting to metta practice with the neutral one, a person or another being, staying with the same phrases, the same technique. And now I'd like to give some guidance in the way of doing metta practice that I've mentioned a few times, called radiating metta, radiating loving kindness. This is a little more body-based and energetic. And there are two ways of doing the practice, and I'll take us briefly through both. The first is simply to generate the sense of warmth here through the phrases. And then when that sense of warmth is there in the heart, especially maybe a feeling around the center of the chest or the energies there in the heart, then you can drop the phrases and just let the energy move out in space, left and right, above and below, front and back. So here we build up the metta to where it's flowing some. And then we drop the phrases. We can still have a sense of directing it towards a particular being and just let it radiate. And one alternative is simply to drop the sense of a being we're directing it towards as well and just let it radiate out in space. So if you feel the metta energy has some strength and you can feel some energy in the heart, then you can drop the phrases and either just rest in that radiating heart even without a sense of being, or you could try to have the energy in the heart and give it towards a being, your choice. If the energy doesn't feel like it's quite there in the heart at this point, then you can just keep staying with the earlier practice, with the phrases. And now a second form of radiating metta that will be familiar to some of us. And this is where we start by having that sense of the energy of metta in the heart. So feel that kind heart energy as best you can. If it helps to have the hand on the heart, you can do that. This is a form, in this kind of radiating metta, it's a form of metta for all beings. And this is where we start with that sense of the energy of the heart, feel it, and feel it start to radiate out. You can almost imagine vectors going in front and back, left and right, above and below. Let the kind energy move towards filling up this room. Radiating out from the heart in front and back, left and right, above and below. Wishing everyone in this room well. Mostly staying with the energy of the radiating, if it's helpful to say something like, may we all be well, or some version of your phrase briefly, that can be helpful sometimes. Feeling the energy fill the room, wishing everyone in this space well. May we be happy, safe, as healthy as possible. And then letting the sense of that wishing well, the energy of loving kindness, move out further beyond the boundaries of this room, out into the space of this whole area we call San Rafael, wishing every being well. Imagine the heart radiating out left and right, above and below, front and back, filling the space, everyone in this space receiving our wish that they be well. Imagine the radiating go yet further, filling the whole Bay Area, radiating out from the heart in these six directions. Everyone in this space we wish well, we have kindness and warmth towards. The sense of the energy of metta filling this great space, radiating out from the heart, and now going to the whole continent, from the heart, left and right, front and back, above and below, continuing increasingly without limits, covering now the continent. And now even the whole earth moving out in all these directions, filling this earth with the energy of loving kindness. And now finally letting the energy of loving kindness go out into the space around us and go in all directions now without limit, going beyond even the earth into all of space, the sense of the unlimited energy of the heart in all directions, radiating. In all directions, without limit, front and back, left and right, above and below, radiating out from the heart, wishing well for everyone in this space, in this immeasurable space. Now coming back to being in this hall, feeling your body, still feeling the heart, but just being present for a few moments.